Our reality check today features a story about how this health and economic crisis has impacted a very integral part of our community that in many cases is tied to hotel workers. Honolulu Civil Beat editor Chad Blair joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So this story is about a practice that many workers have traditionally, you know, they've sent money, part of their paycheck, to family members back in the Philippines.
Right. And it's not just the Philippines, but definitely that country very much relies heavily on what's known as remittance. And interestingly enough, Anita Hofschneider opens her story with a hotel worker who works for the same union that Eric Gill represents, Local 5. You just had Eric on talking about things. But this particular hotel operator, she works at the Sheraton Maui. She's been in Hawaii for 30 years, but she still sends money home every 2 weeks back to her family in the Philippines. But that all changed about 2.5 months ago when she was laid off. She's one of 230,000 people statewide that have, you know, filed for unemployment. And of course, this illustrates yet another example, maybe one people many people are not aware of, about the large immigrant population that's here that relies on their paychecks to help family and friends back home. It is a huge financial loss.
Right. And so whether you've got family in the Philippines or Tonga or Samoa, a good part of the paycheck that they bring home, they share with their family members because the economies are not that great there.
No, they're not. In fact, Anita actually mentions in Tonga, 40% of their GDP is dependent on remittance. And in Samoa, it's about 18%. In the Philippines, I think the 10% is the figure that she included. And it adds up to a lot of money. The World Bank has estimated, or rather forecast, since COVID hit town, that worldwide remittance payments are falling as much as 20%. And that includes, so far, a drop of 13% in the Philippines alone.
Right. And you and I have done stories over the years where, you know, there's a typhoon that's hit the area. Mm, a lot of families will send more if they can. But when their paycheck is gone, they can't be as generous.
Right. And the Philippines, of course, no stranger to terrible storms because of its location. You know, there's such a large Filipino immigrant community here in the islands. Local 5 heavily depends on these folks as their workforce for the hotels. If I have Anita's story correct, 9,000 members of Local 5, many of them Filipino, have been furloughed since COVID. And of course, we all know about the woes that we have with our unemployment claim system at the state level. It can take 6 weeks to access that and start getting support from unemployment payments. Right. So, boy.
Yeah, it's a double whammy. And I know that a lot of the those remittance offices are hard to find, you know, open ones anyway, to send the money.
I never knew that these actually existed. Anita calls them stores, remittance stores, that exist specifically to help wire money back home. I mentioned the hotel worker from Maui. She managed to find a Western Union open up at a Maui Foodland in order to send her money back home, or what she could send, given that she's taken such a big cut in her pay.
Yeah, so it is a dilemma. So it's not just here in Hawaii, but those cuts really go deeper as you look at these various island communities in the Pacific that rely on the generosity of their relatives.
Right. I'll add one other aspect of this as well. The situation in the Philippines is not good when it comes to COVID-19. They have a pretty heavy lockdown that has happened. And let's face it, the Philippines government is not as efficient as American government. And COVID definitely has been a serious problem in that country. So that only adds to the woes of people trying to get money from folks here in Hawaii.
Right. So, lots to be thankful for those of us who still do have jobs. And our hearts go out to those who have lost them. But thank you so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's politics and opinion editor, Chad Blair, with today's reality check. Head to civilbeat.org for Anita Hofschneider's story and more on the COVID crisis.